Kakusaki, Athens,
and you're listening to
WGXC
Acra
at 90.7 FM.
Keep on being you!
La despensa de alimentos de Catskill está localizada en la parroquia de la Iglesia de St. Luke en Catskill, en la calle William, número 50. La despensa está abierta todos los viernes de la 1 hasta las 4 de la tarde. La comida sana es un derecho. Para más información, bienvenidos a todos a venir, llamar por teléfono a 551-299-2456, mirar la página web catskillfoodpantry.org o conectar con nosotros en Facebook en Catskill Food Pantry.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the community theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Leah Bertucci in Kingston, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Though he seemed loyal in public, he worked behind the scenes to stir up, arouse, incite revolution.
Dansum saman uns dagurinn rís Þó þú dyljir sín minnist ég þín Og þín hönd leiðir hönd mína heim Út í hamingju gæm Við þeim fara ljúfa aukna en Undi ég þetta kveld Djúpa þögin ljúka moldu skjó Mild og hljó kemur nótt
Thank you. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Jada. I'm a soon-to-be volunteer at the library, and I'm from New York.
I'm Tia, and I'm 10 years old from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. Before we dive in, I just wanted to note that the WGXC Pledge Drive has been happening over the past week. And we want to thank everyone who donated and supported WGXC. It's never too late to become a sustaining supporter of the radio station to help keep a sustainable foundation of funding for WGXC to keep radio shows like Bound by Books on the air. WGXC is celebrating 13 years of being on the airwaves locally, which is super exciting. And that means that Bound by Books is also turning 13, which means we are officially teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
Da, 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 da. We're so old.
It's awesome that I'm 13 when it's turning 13. Right. I mean, I'm 13, but, you know, same thing. Totally.
You're about the same age as the radio station. Fatia is a bit younger. Fatia has not known life without WGXC. That's a beautiful thing. But we're really grateful to WGXC, and we're grateful to all who support it. So thank you to the sustaining donors and the one-time donors and all the listeners and to everyone who helps make WGXC a special station. So just wanted to say that before we dive into the books. If you do want to join the sustaining donors or make a donation, you can always go to wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400 to make a donation. Hope you will. But I'm excited to have Jada and Fatia back this week after a brief hiatus of them on the radio. So welcome back to you both. Excited to hear what you've been reading or what you're planning to share today. Why don't we start with Fatia this week?
I have a book that I wrote. It's called The Lost Siblings. Once upon a time, there lived a happy family until one day they went to a drive-thru. On the way, the cars were all in accidents. Luckily, the siblings survived, but the parents did not. Everyone else survived. Then the kids couldn't go home, so they had to go to adoption. Days turned into weeks. Weeks turned into months. Soon it was April 1, 2022. Finally, someone wanted to adopt them, all of them. When they got home, they met their mean sister. She kept on yelling at them. The parents said, "If you don't stop, we will put you up for adoption." Then they all listened, but the sister didn't. "You're gonna get a whooping if you don't stop being mean." The sister said, "I'm too grown for one." The siblings and parents beat her up and put her up for adoption. No one liked her. "That's what you get. We warned you," they all said.
Was that the end?
Yeah.
That is quite the story. That sounds like a bad dream. I feel like when I was a kid, I think it was when I first learned that, like, there was a plan in place for, like, what would happen if my parents, like, died or for whatever reason couldn't take care of me, like, who I would end up staying with. And, like, it had never crossed my mind that I could lose my parents. And I remember having a dream in which I don't think my parents had died, but they were, like, going to jail or something. Like, they were going away for, like, 20 years. And I was going to go live with my Aunt Sue and my Uncle Bob. And I remember just being in my dream, like, what? Like, what's happening? That may have been when I first learned how to stop bad dreams from happening. I'm very skilled at that. I don't know if you know this about me. If I'm having a dream and I don't enjoy where it's going, I often can be like, do you know what? This is a dream. I don't have to do this anymore. And I can just, like, either wake myself up or, like, switch what's going on in the dream.
Wow. That's a superpower for sure.
Mm-hmm. So Fatia, the story you read, is that a full story or is that a chapter in a story?
It's a full story.
I wasn't sure if there was going to be further tales of any of the siblings. That's very dramatic. Thank you for sharing your writing with us.
You're welcome.
Jada, what did you want to talk about today?
Well, I was doing this reading assignment in school, and our summary, I didn't know Shadow and Bone was a book series first, so I have to check that out. But by the same author, I read their other book called The Six of Crows, and I really enjoyed it. It was super intense, and I'm going to get the next book so that we can because I have to do like writing assignments on each book that I read with like my special teacher and stuff, which is awesome because now I get two books because we also have a book club reading. So awesome. Yeah, it was a very intense book full of a lot of action. Didn't want to put it down. So yeah, I...
Can you give us
the
a
author
little...
is Leigh Bardugo, and I would extremely... extremely, extremely recommend people to read her stuff. Like, she's an incredible author.
And yeah, I haven't read that one yet.
I watched the Shadow of Bone TV series.
Or did I?
That was good.
Actually, maybe I did read Six of Crows. I always get confused on which one I read.
Yeah, I don't know. But that was a good one. So I'm going to get the sequel, then we're going to read it. And then maybe I'll get the Shadow and Bone books. I kind of know what's going to happen, but I'd like to see the original. And then she's getting up with other books. So, you know, it's just, it's perfect for me because I love reading.
Oh, yeah, I totally read that book. Sorry, I had to look it up. I always get confused just on which title is which, the Shadow and Bone versus Six of Crows.
Six of Crows is a duology. Duology, I think, not duology, whatever. Duology. And Shadow of Bone is a trilogy, so...
Yeah, I've only read the first book in Six of Crows, but I thought the character development was pretty fun. Like
it
an interesting
was. I like how...
cast.
This isn't really a spoiler that much, but they started the chapter with something that would eventually tie in, like... five chapters in, and I guess that they did that for both books because there was an excerpt in the other book I was reading. So I just really like her writing style, and I recommend that for everyone. So yeah, that was pretty much the main book I read.
Do you want me to read the description of it?
Yeah, it's a very good book and a cool description too.
Cool. So it goes, Ketterdam, a bustling hub of international trade where anything can be had for the right price. And no one knows that better than criminal prodigy Kaz Brekker. Kaz is offered a chance at a deadly heist that could make him rich beyond his wildest dreams, but he can't pull it off alone. A convict with a thirst for revenge, a sharpshooter who can't walk away from a wager, a runaway with a privileged past, a spy known as the Wraith, a heartrender using her magic to survive the slums, a thief with a gift for unlikely escapes, six dangerous outcasts, one impossible heist. Kaz's crew is the only thing that might stand between the world and destruction if they don't kill each other first. I love a good heist, so that's really fun. And I liked, there's like, they get separated at times. Like there's parts of the book where they're all together, but there's parts where they're separate.
Yeah,
and so you get to see like different sides.
One of the characters of the book is Jesper, which isn't spoiling that much. I just really wish that she kind of, maybe in the next book they will, I don't know, expanded more on that character because I really like him. I think he's like the best out of the bunch. Okay. But maybe that could also just be my bias because I saw the Shadow and Bone series. Just let me double check who I think it was. Yep, I have a bias, so.
That's cool. Well, I remember reading that this was a Battle of the Books book, and I remember, I'm pretty sure it was Amelia, a former Bound by Books co-host, who was like, all of the best books have descriptions of characters like that, how it was like a convict with a thirst for revenge, a sharpshooter. Like, she was really into books that had like that in the description where they were like, these unique characters, one after another. And I agree. Yes. I mean, maybe not all of the best books are like that, but this was a really good one. But I never read the second one. Maybe I'll do that sometime.
Oh, I just double-checked. Shadow and Bone is both of those. So it's a mix between the Six of Crows duology and the Shadow and Bone. I guess it's called the Grisha trilogy. So they mesh the two together. So it's the same thing.
Huh. Interesting. Interesting.
Sadly, it's canceled, but people are trying to bring it back.
Yeah, that's hard when there's shows that get canceled that you really want to know more about.
But they're so good, too. Netflix has been picking up steam and everything, and then it just went crashing down with all the K-drama / cheesy Hallmark romance movies.
Mm.
But that's okay. Yeah. Anyway, read the books.
Yeah.
The books.
Make a movie in your mind, you know, while you're reading. Well, I read a very different book that I was going to share today, and I listened to it on audio, but I'm curious to see what it looks like in print, because it's a found verse novel. So the authors of the book took a piece of literature from, I believe it was, when was it published? Sometime in the late 1700s. I can't remember the exact date of publication, but there's a book published in the late 1700s that was a memoir. It was the first book to be written in English by a person of African descent. And it was his memoir recounting his experience growing up in Africa and then being sold into slavery and his experiences throughout his life as an enslaved person and then his life as a freed person and his many travels through that time period. And so the authors took this original work and took words from it and made a found verse novel that recounts his life. But then it also has like some sections that provide historical context for what's going on in the story as well for young readers. So the original book was called The Interesting Narrative of the Life of Eluda Equiano or Gustavus Vassa the African, and written by himself. And this book, which was published more recently, I think it was 2023, is published. It's called Nearer My Freedom, The Interesting Life of Eluda Equiano by Himself by Monica Edinger and Leslie Young. So it recounts his life. So Eluda was born in Nigeria in 1745. He was the youngest son of a village leader. He was born among the Igbo people in the kingdom of Benin. And slavery was a part of life in Africa. His family actually had slaves as well. And it was always sort of this fear of like that you could be sold into slavery and captured. And at age 11, that happened. Both him and his sister were captured. They eventually were separated. He was taken from their village and over 6 or 7 months was moved around with different people enslaving him. Eventually made it to the coast, and that was his first time encountering white people and a slave ship. And he recounts in his book the horrors of the Middle Passage, the transatlantic voyage on a slave ship. And so he first comes to Barbados in the Caribbean, and then eventually to Virginia in the Americas. He was sold to one man originally, and then the following year he was sold to an English sea captain who forced him to use a new name, Gustavus Vara. So that's why in his original book it's Eluda Equiano or Gustavus Vassa. Or sorry, is it Vassa or Vara? No, I can't remember. It's one of those. But with that sea captain, he ended up making many journeys, first back to the UK and then to many different places. And during his time with the sea captain, he also learned to read and write. And then later he was sold again. And again, first went to the Caribbean and then to the US. And his new enslaver allowed him to earn some money. And after 3 years, he had earned enough money that he was able to buy his freedom. So he had a certificate of emancipation, but living as a free Black person at that time was also like you never knew if people would accept your certificate. And so there were still fears at that time. And eventually he made it back to London, where he lived the rest of his time. He worked as a barber, but he also wrote his memoir and got that published. And until his death in 1792, he continued to be an abolitionist and fight for the UK to end slavery. And it was about, I think it was 15 years after his death that slavery finally ended in the UK. But he just had a very fascinating life with all of those different changes And so it was an interesting story. And it's also, there aren't that many narratives, written memoirs of those experiences. So it's really unique having his memoir. And I had never heard of him before reading this book. Perhaps he's better known in the UK, I'm not sure. But his story was very interesting. And I thought the found verse made a book that was written, you know, at the late 1700s, accessible for a young reader. So I think this would be an interesting book to read. It's also fairly compact. I forget how long the audiobook was, but I don't recall it being too long. Yeah, it was only a 3-hour audiobook, so it's also a pretty quick read. But highly suggested. It was very interesting. And I'm curious, because I didn't have the physical book in front of me, because you can get Aluda Equiano's book. It's like in the public domain, so you can find that online. But I'd be curious to see like how the found verse was constructed, like what words they chose to use, like what they, how much they kept intact versus changed up. But yeah, so the book that I read is Nearer My Freedom, The Interesting Life of Aluda Equiano by Himself by Monica Ettinger and Leslie Young. And it is a very good audio book. I liked the readers and I thought it was a nice way to explore the story.
Sounds interesting. What was it called again? I would like to put it down as a read.
Sure. It's Nearer My Freedom, The Interesting Life of Aluda Equiano by Himself. And Aluda is spelled O-L-A-U-D-A-H. Equiano's E-Q-U-I-A-N-O.
Thanks.
I win the spelling bee. Yeah. So now I have to decide what to read next. I'm reading one adult book now, but I have my eyes on a couple books for younger readers. I both want to read, there's the short story collection Collectors that won the Michael Prince Award this year. I'm curious about reading that. And then I also really want to read Resball, which won some awards at this year's American Library Association Youth Media Awards as well. Sounded very good. Do you all have anything next on your to-read list or anything you're reading for school?
Well, yeah, we are reading some things in school, but I forgot what they're called. And I'm not sure what to add on my to-do list to read yet.
I have to come up with some good ones for you. How about you, Jada? Anything you're reading for school or excited to read next?
Well, I'm reading this book called The Firekeeper's Daughter from school. It's cool. Not really from that what I like, but it's maybe just because it's too early for me to tell yet. Maybe it's one of those books, but anyway, I have to read it because it's a school book. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes those, especially books that you don't have a choice on, it's like you might find along the way that you're interested, but it's because it's not a choice, it's harder to commit to how you feel about it early on. But I haven't read that one. I'm curious about it. Definitely heard about it. Cool. Well, we're just about out of time for today, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy readings.